This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the MLS UK show, a very special version of the MLS UK show. It's our playoff preview episode. Decision day's over, half the teams have left us, they're having their winter break, and we're left with 14 teams, one of which will become MLS Cup champions 2022. I'm Henry Hewitt, and as always I'm joined by...
the man who actually has a team in the playoffs, Elliot Holman.
Yeah, anyway, we do have to reflect on decision day. It was a very good day for you. Elliot, you started the match by saying that Oscar Pereja should be sacked and ended it by celebrating, saying you even used your favourite word, saying you were clinched. That's how happy you were.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? The performance wasn't good. It's very reminiscent of a lot of performances at home this season. We've touched on this before. We've lost 8 games at home this season, nearly 9 as they went 1-0 down against Columbus. Got a penalty, which helped them win the game. I got quite a bit of stick on Twitter for saying Pereja should go. We're not going to do anything in the playoffs. And it's so weird, isn't it? I understand what a great job he's done. I think this is where you and I differ from a lot of people in the States. I know we get a lot of people do contact us and get involved, and people love the show, bizarrely. But I am seeing a theme is I personally hate it when coaches get sacked. I'm not an advocate for that. It's not something that I will ever really go for. Hated it when Norwich sacked Farker. I still, 12 months on, hate that he's gone. Didn't want him to go. Still would want him in charge. But for me, you know, Oscar's done a good job. He's taken Orlando to the next level, and now I think the team deserve better. I don't think performances have been very good this season, and a lot of diehard Orlando fans disagree with me. I personally don't understand what they've been watching, but I do understand the love for him. We all have love for them, but I think in Europe we're very used to that's business. Thank you very much. Time to move on. It's not coming from a place of burning hatred. I presume you do agree with me.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do agree that Orlando should be doing better than what you've done, which sounds weird because you've won the US Open Cup and yeah, you have made playoffs, when I'm coming from a team who I support, Atlante, who haven't made playoffs, so much so that I've had to escape to Spain for the week, which is just to get away from any MLS talk. Back in the UK, that's probably why you can hear Spanish music in the background and I sound a bit more echoey, but I do get it, but it's at the same time I do understand that, you know, I think back to Orlando before he came and you weren't anywhere near the playoffs. It was becoming an ongoing joke. You start well and finish like terribly, so at least you have crawled over the line, but at least you've got there. So I think it is, for me, Oscar Pereja probably done enough to get another close season at Orlando. However, next year is the year, especially with MLS, which could be difficult because you're in the Champions League. But next year, for me, is definitely the year where if you're struggling or you're not really entertaining, then maybe it is time for him to leave. Because, you know, you saw the crowd on Sunday. It's a massive game. You're playing a match that you need to win. And I know, you know, there's been hurricanes there, and I know maybe some people that has not really got soccer on the mind, but still, it's a half-empty stadium, so not even the fans are getting excited about it at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But can I ask you then, if you know, if you think he deserves another season, what's that based on? Is it based on the fact that they made the playoffs? Because they just literally scraped in the playoffs with let's be honest, quite a poor performance. How far do you expect them to go in the playoffs with Oscar at the helm? Because I really don't see them beating Montreal. I don't. If they do, then there'll be another tough game. And if they win it, then knight the guy. Like, honestly, let's build the statue. But I don't see it. Something's missing. And I seem to be, a lot of the UK, Orlando City UK guys are seeing it. Not a lot of Americans are seeing it. And there's obviously some disparity there, which I think is important to understand. I think we have different approaches, and I respect that. I've learned from people's replies on Twitter that I'm not in the majority when it comes to the view of those in Florida, and that's fine.
Well, it'd be interesting for people to get involved, get in touch with us, whether you are from the States or the UK, or you're a random MLS fan that wants to have this say at MLS UK show. Is Elliot right? Is it time for Oscar Pereira to leave, or should he be given at least another half a season? Let us know. The rest of the decision day then, it was eventful, as we always expected. I think there were 7 goals in the first 13 minutes, yeah, in the East. We made our playoff predictions on the last episode, who would get over the line. We both said Columbus, which obviously didn't happen. And as a result, Caleb Porter has left his role, or been told to leave his role. This one, do you think this is a right decision?
Yeah, I think he earned a lot of respect at Portland. And I think the early days of us doing this podcast, when Caleb Porter was at Portland, is a good fit. It, you know, he had a good run. And going to Columbus, you thought, okay, like, nice. Reunited with Nagby. You know, it all seemed good, but it hasn't happened for them. I believe he only got them into the playoffs once in 4 years. Please correct me if I'm wrong. That's not good enough for Columbus Crew. That's a team that, when I started watching MLS, were a big playoff team. So yeah, completely understandable. I think Caleb Porter's got a place in MLS. I think there's teams that, you know, that could certainly do with him. It's not when I'm hoping that Orlando will replace Oscar. I'm hoping that they'll spend big and they'll get in a big name. It's really experienced, so maybe not the likes of Caleb Porter, but there's certainly teams in MLS, you know, please, DC, pay the man, you know, like, there's teams down there that need this man's help.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, definitely. I'd be surprised within the next 18 months if he's not got a role. The Columbus, of course, won MLS Cup in that season that we did make playoffs, but since then, especially in the new stadium, it's 2 years in a row they've not made it. We gave him a bit of grace last year because it was... you know, they played most of the games away at the start and they were catching up a lot of the season. But this year, yeah, and you know, you've got to look at the end of the matches. The amount of points they dropped in the last 10 minutes was not acceptable at all. We even saw on decision day that they did it as well. So, yeah, disappointing for Columbus. We'll wait and see what they do, how they go, and how they look in a few months' time when we start MLS 2023. We also, looking at our predictions here for what we said for playoffs, you said Miami, Columbus and Cincy, so you got two of those right. And then you said Vancouver and Portland for the West, which of course...
Waiting for you to mention that.
Yeah, which of course didn't happen. I mean, in the West, I said Minnesota and RSL and they both got in, so... but I also agreed with you that Columbus would get in, but I said Orlando and Cincy. So in the East, we're matching in the West... Yeah, you put it this way. Next year, don't be... if you can not say that Atlanta will make playoffs, then we might actually make playoffs.
I wouldn't dare.
right, let's have a look to the playoffs then. That's what we're here to do. It kicks off this weekend as everyone plays apart from LAFC and Philadelphia Union. It kicks off... Well, let's look at the East first. I know we've been very East heavy so far on this podcast, but the first match of the playoffs is New York Red Bulls versus Cincinnati. Cincinnati looking a bit out of place in the playoffs, but really deserve to be there.
Yeah, we mentioned this last time. You sort of think, right, Cincinnati taking on the Red Bulls. you sort of, your muscle memory is like Red Bulls instantly. But actually, you know, this is going to be a fantastic match. This is a really interesting matchup, probably one of the better ones that that we're going to get to see in these early stages of the playoffs. And since you've got nothing to lose at this point, throw everything at it. Throw absolutely everything at it. They've had a fantastic season that's been long overdue. So I'm really excited to see what happens.
Yeah, you know, you look at Cincy and Brenner and Vasquez, the first time in MLS history that two players from the same team have got over 18 goals in a season. Yeah. Acosta's got 18 assists as well. So they're firing up front. You know, you look at some of the stats. They've unbeaten in the last six away from home. They scored five against DC, which, okay, on paper isn't that impressive, but it's still scoring five on a decision day that there's a lot of pressure on it. So, yeah, they're playing so well at the moment. Red Bulls got the win on the last game of the season against Charlotte, but have been a bit unpredictable recently, even though they've had a good record away. I think they're unbeaten in five. So, they're unbeaten at home in five. But this is a really intriguing match. And, you know, as we've said, we keep saying it with broken record, that Cincy, it does look a bit weird compared to their last few seasons. But I can see Cincy going quite far. I really can.
I agree. And actually, if we're going to be really fair to them as a club, I think they have, you know, you mentioned those players and Acosta getting assists. They've actually had good players throughout their history in the league. I think that's important to credit them with. It's just not all come together. Obviously, there was a problem, you know, with a few coaches, etc. And there was certainly some problems with the likes of Mattox, etc. But I feel like it's Pat that's brought them all together and made that happen. And this is, you know, when we touch on the coach issue at Orlando City, I think that's maybe what's not happening to its full potential. So isn't it? It's certainly not at the level Cincinnati were operating on a few years ago. But you know, there's certainly a lot of room for improvement there, and I think he's done a fantastic job in not just getting a roster, because they've had a few of those. Let's be honest. He's really got the best out of them, and they play such free flowing attacking football. It's going to be a problem for any team they face.
It is. Both matches in the regular season ended 1-1, so I'm expecting a tight match in this. But, you know, we're not going to do a full predictions, but if you had to stick your neck on the line, Elliot, who would you say go through in this one?
I want to go Cincy.
Really?
I want to see it. I think they deserve it.
Okay, I'm going to go Red Bulls. I trust them at home. I'm going to go 2-1, but yeah. As I said, don't get me wrong. If Cincy go through, it's not a surprise, and part of me would love them to go quite far. They really would. I do think Red Bulls will win this time, but I would love it to see them in the latter stages of it. Right, the next match in the East is Montreal versus Orlando. This is on Sunday night here in the UK. We've spoke about Orlando, so let's talk more about Montreal. We've been praising them for the last few months because they stuck in there. We actually anticipated they might fall off. They've not done. They've lost 1 in 15. They've won the last 4. I saw somebody on social media say that who's your outside bet to win MLS Cup. A lot of people say Montreal, and you can't disagree with them, can you?
Not at all. You know, we've touched on Orlando, so focusing on Montreal, they're a club. They're one of the clubs that are operating on a completely different level to the likes of Columbus and Miami. I'm not going to include Cincinnati. Maybe Red Bulls. I think they look complete. They look like a team that can go far. They look. I don't see the likes of Orlando troubling them whatsoever. And that's the difference, isn't it? You know, you mentioned Cincinnati and their poor seasons. Orlando have had plenty of those as well. Oscar Pereira has brought them up to this level of consistently making playoffs. And now I think it's time for the next level. And that's where Montreal have managed to elevate themselves to. It's so impressive. It's been a really good season. They are, without doubt, one of the favourites for me.
Yeah, the only thing for me against Montreal is we've seen this so many times where teams have had such a good regular season, then it just falls apart in the playoffs. And I would be really disappointed for them if it does, because I guess the season gets forgotten about. You know, if they get beat to Orlando, suddenly it's like, yeah, you finished second and 2 points off Philadelphia, which is brilliant, but playoffs, no one remembers because you didn't make it quite far. So Montreal are going to be playing at home. If they get to the latter stages, they will be playing at home for the majority of the time. You know, if you look at their home record, it's very good. I think all signs are saying Montreal should win. The only thing for me is that we have seen this so many times before in MLS. We saw it with New England Revolution last year. They lost their first game on penalties. So I hope they do go through. And that's not, I'm not just saying that because of Orlando, and I would hate to see Orlando in the latter stages.
I think if you're being honest, if you know, which you try and be, Montreal are in that fixture, Montreal are the team that deserve it by a long way. So let's call it as it is. You know, I want to see Cincinnati go far because they've done well and they've played good football this season. Montreal absolutely deserve it, so I would have to back them in that as well.
So in the regular season, of course, Orlando started the season by beating Montreal 2-0. Montreal then, in the return fixture in May, won 4-1. I'm assuming, Elliot, if we're going to do a little prediction on this, you're expecting to see a similar result to the 4-1 rather than Orlando winning 2-0.
Yeah, I'll either go for a 2-0 defeat for Orlando, or if they're going to score 3-1, I think Montreal will just outclass them, especially with Orlando playing away.
Yep, got to agree. I think Montreal will go through. The next match, New York City FC versus Inter Miami. As we record this, we don't know where this is going to be played yet. Phil Neville stoking the fires a little bit on Twitter, calling out New York City FC, saying, can you decide where you're going to play this match? Because our fans need to know.
They get in the playoffs once and then he's off, isn't he?
But they've had good form, haven't they, going into it, Inter Miami? I mean, New York City FC as well. You know, of course, Inter Miami beat Orlando 4-1 in the week to clinch their place, and then disappointingly for them, lost to Montreal on the last game at home. Can you see Miami doing anything in the playoffs?
Season of two halves for Miami. We've seen them be really good, and we've seen them be really bad. So again, it's gonna depend on which team turns up. New York, of course, got that home advantage. Wherever they decide to play, they'll be used to it. Miami certainly not so much. I do feel like the overall quality is with New York. I don't think that can be contended, but I do think that on their day, if we're going to give them the credit they deserve, Miami could turn up there and do the job. So I do think it's going to be closer than maybe you'd think on paper, but I have to back New York in terms of quality.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think, yeah, Miami can go. Playoffs is playoffs. Anything can happen. But, you know, you look at Miami, I think they're ninth in the East in terms of all time, like overall record away from home so far this season. So you would expect New York City to win. They've won the last three games, I think. They've beaten Atlanta, Orlando and Red Bulls. You know, so New York City are in form. Can New York City FC win it again? I know not many teams do, but I don't know. For me, I'm not entirely confident they will do this time. But, you know, they've done it before. The players have done it before. So you wouldn't rule them out.
No, I do agree. They're not the team they were last year, but they are still. And again, we're talking about the levels. There is now levels appearing in this league. You know, you've got your DCs and your Torontos and your Chicagos, but, you know, the Columbuses, your Miamis, your Orlandos are not on the same level as New York, but New York are not on that level they were last year. So there's certainly levels appearing in this league. And there's some really top tier teams that are entering these playoffs that are going to, I imagine, find it quite easy to blow some of the other sides away. New York are not what they were, but I do think they've got enough quality.
Yeah, their home form has been good. They're second behind Philly in the East in terms of best home form. Funnily enough, I think they joint third in the whole league behind Colorado, who had an excellent season at home. But yeah, home form only takes you so far. They finished third in the East. That means that if they face Montreal or Philadelphia at any point, or chances are if they get to MLS Cup, they will be away from home. So they might struggle there. I'm going NYC. What about you?
NYC for me.
Yeah. So in the East then, as the bracket falls, Philadelphia, who come into it in the next stage, they will play the winner of Red Bulls or Cincy. And then you've got NYCFC or Miami versus Montreal or Orlando. That's on Sunday evening, or Sunday night, the 23rd of October. Philadelphia's game is on Thursday night, so a bit earlier in the week.
So potential derbies there, New York, and Orlando, Miami.
Yeah, this is what's the beauty of having an east side and a west side, is that we can get those derbies. And funnily enough, that brings us on to the west, where in the next stage, there could be a massive derby as the bracket falls. But let's start with talking, let's talk about LA Galaxy versus Nashville. This is the first match in the west on Saturday evening. What a game this is going to be. I mean, Nashville went to LAFC on the last game and won. LA Galaxy actually went to Houston and won in their match on the last game. Two teams in form. Where do you see this one going?
This, for me, is one of the harder ones to call because Galaxy were kind of teetering on the edge, and history told us that they might not make that playoff spot in the same way that we doubted Orlando quite strongly. And I think now they've made it, it's going to go one of two ways. I'm sure you'll agree that when you look at Galaxy, they're either going to turn up or they're not. And Nashville, and not, as we found out last year, are not an easy team to face. They're well organized. We touched on this in the last episode. A lot of credit to the way that they've been playing since day one in MLS, by the way. So this is by no means Galaxy are a big team. This is one of the tougher games to call for me. And I'm gonna let you do your bit first before I just wade in.
Well, this is tough because, you know, I want Galaxy to do well. We've discussed this before. You know, it's become a bit of a joke, the fact that they've not been anywhere near MLS Cup for so long. Nashville, third season in MLS, third season in the playoffs. They've been fantastic. I love the club. You know, the look of it, the stadium and everything about it. So it's really tough to call who I would like to go through and who I think would go through. If Nashville were at home, I think it'd be a lot easier. The fact that LA Galaxy at home is going to be a full house, I presume. The fans would get really on the side. You know what? I think Galaxy will go through. I think this is big for Chicharito. You know, we've talked about him in recent weeks, missing penalties and, you know, not being as professional as we would expect him to. But at the end of the day, he's so professional. He will, hopefully for them, drag them across the line and get the win. So I'm going to go Galaxy on this one.
Okay, well, this is why I thought I'd let you go first. I'm going to go Nashville. I think there's a lot of pressure on Galaxy. There's probably more pressure playing at home. Been some poor seasons in the past. And I think Nashville are going to be difficult to break down.
Okay, well, that moves us on to Austin versus RSL. So this is on Sunday evening. RSL getting in on the last game by beating Portland, which I think someone predicted that would happen. Someone didn't. They did it again. They broke through, you know, on the last game. Now, we saw last year that they kind of surprised a lot of people and got quite far in the playoffs. Going to Austin is going to be tough, though. Can they do it again?
It is going to be tough. This is probably their toughest test, if I'm honest. I think really impressive that they made it. Really impressive that they beat Portland, who are, let's be honest, a club with massive playoff history, which we touched on, you know, talking about Caleb Porter earlier on. And I think they draw anyone below LAFC in Austin. I think we maybe back them. But for me, Austin have just been another level this year. We're talking about these levels, these tiers that are appearing. Austin, for me, have been exceptional. It's been fantastic to see because they are still a very young club. And what they've been doing in that stadium is unreal. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great occasion. You know, Austin is going to be green, the whole stadium. They're going to be so excited for this, their first ever playoff match. I do think that Austin, in the end of the season, have been a bit slow, a bit disappointing, a few poor results creeping in. But if you take the form from the middle part of the season, where it looked like it was going to be them or LAFC, you know, for Supporters Shield at one point, let alone to be Kings of the West, I do think they'll bring that form back in. So I do fancy Austin. But, you know, RSL, another club that you wouldn't be surprised if they just snuck a win in this one, even on penalties. But, yeah, for me, Austin, they should do it. They'll go through into the next stage.
Yeah, so Dallas v Minnesota on Monday night. This is tasty, this one.
It is, isn't it? Dallas have done so well this season, especially with some of the players they lost in the close season. Minnesota, another team that kind of stumbled over the line with a 2-0 win over Vancouver. I don't know. I mean, you've got to fancy Dallas at home, right?
Yeah, been a really good season. And that isn't something that we're used to saying for Dallas, to be honest. But got themselves a good roster, a team that can play together, can pull results from everywhere, all sorts of scenarios, to be fair. I'd be surprised. I like Minnesota, and we don't need to revisit this. I do think they've been exceptional from the moment they joined MLS. I think it's been really impressive, but I do have to back Dallas here.
Yeah, I think we've both gone the same with that one. Dallas, they ended the season with a victory over SKC at home as well. I trust them at home. Do I think Dallas can go quite far in playoffs? Maybe. Maybe they could be the RSL of this year, but I think there's better teams than them, in the playoffs. But I think for Dallas, get through the first stage and then take it from there and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so those are the matches in the playoffs in the West that we know about. Moving into the next stage, of course, that's when LAFC come into it, and LAFC will play the winners of Nashville or LA Galaxy. So it's either going to be a derby, El Tráfico, or Nashville are going back to LAFC to win again. The other match, of course, is Dallas or Minnesota versus Austin or RSL. That one's on Sunday evening.
Texas.
Yes, another Texas derby, potentially. The LAFC versus Galaxy or Nashville match is on Thursday night after the Philadelphia one. So Thursday night is going to be a great night for MLS. Now we looked forward from that. Of course, the winners of those matches in their respective conferences will play each other, and it will be the conference finals going into then MLS Cup on the 5th of November on Saturday evening here in the UK. So Elliot, this is where I ask, who's your pick? Who's winning MLS Cup?
See, I haven't done my bracket yet, so you're putting me on the spot here. I know who I'm picking in the West. This is me. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. I think it's going to be an LA team in the West in the final. And I think they're going to play Philadelphia. I know that's a bit boring. I know I've picked Philly and they've blown everyone away, but I do think they're going to do better this year in the playoffs. My LA team is going to be LAFC. I'm going overall LAFC supporter shield winners and MLS Cup winners, and I know that is bold.
Right then, how about me? I think it's easy to go, and I'm not diminishing what you've just said there, but it is easy to go, oh, it's going to be LAFC versus Philadelphia because they both finished top of the conferences, but they have been so dominant this season that you can't help but choose those teams. Like, you look and think, well, could Montreal do it? But then Montreal, they don't really have, not in recent years anyway, the experience of going as far in MLS, in the playoffs. So you wonder about that. Then you look at Austin and think, well, their form's been up and down recently. So are they going to have enough to get to the final? I think, just to be different to you, like, I'd love, yeah, don't get me wrong, I do think it'll be LAFC versus Philadelphia. However, to be different to you, I think Austin's form comes back. They beat RSL. Then they've got a match against Dallas or Minnesota, which I think they'll win as well. That'll put them in the conference final, possibly against LAFC, but or could be Nashville or LA Galaxy, which would be a tough game. That'll be a massive game for them. But I think they just do it and then get to MLS Cup. From the East side, I think for me, the East side's, you've got to look at Philadelphia. I know they lost at Charlotte, but they ended the season then with a 4-0 win against Toronto. So they're in form. I think they do it. I think they go all the way. The home form is superb. They're not, you look at, say, Austin dropped points against Colorado at home. Philadelphia haven't been doing. They've been clinched for a few weeks and they're still winning matches at home. They will be playing at home until MLS Cup unless they then play LAFC. So I think Philadelphia do get there and then I think they win. So I'm going to go Philadelphia beating Austin in MLS Cup.
I agree with your Austin shout. If you said to me I couldn't pick LAFC, then I'd be picking Austin. And I do agree on Philly. I think it's easy to pick them, but it's easy for a reason. They've been streets ahead.
So let us know your bracket. Let us know who you think will make MLS Cup at MLS UK Show on Twitter, Instagram. We're also on TikTok now as well. So follow us on there, like our videos. And don't swipe up. Don't, if you're going to swipe until after the video, because that helps it as well. A massive shout out to our sponsor, soccer90.com. Remember, if you go on Soccer90, there's all MLS shirts. There's World Cup jerseys. There's Premier League, La Liga. There's all sorts on there. And when you choose what you want, then in your checkout, in the discount code, type in MLS UK and you get 20% off too. And while I'm at it, of course, it's not an MLS UK show unless I remind you that if you listen on your podcast provider, please leave us a rating, please leave us a review. But Elliot, potentially for the last time, or one of the last times you're saying it, what are the rules?
It's LA Galaxy style, 5 stars only. You can't give 6, so I really hope they don't win it.
Right, that's it from us. We'll be back for a full episode next week as we react to the first round of playoff fixtures. But in the meantime, I've been Henry Hewitt.
And I've been Elliot Holman. Enjoy the playoffs.
See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.